Okay, we're back with Svali. If we have some time in the next half hour, I may take a call or two. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I know, Svali, I want to thank you for submitting to these interviews. On my website, I have a four-part series, the last part appearing tomorrow, regarding the Illuminati. Much of it centered on you. Some of it centered on things I learned years ago. All of it talking about this devastating, this crazy plan to really destroy our country. We're seeing it play out right now. And I want to thank you. I guess this final curtain on your public chapter of this part of your life is coming to a close. I know after this interview you don't want to grant anymore, and I can understand it's difficult, dangerous. And I know you didn't sleep last night thinking about it. I know they don't want you talking about this. About how many people in our country are involved in this group?
My estimate, based on what I saw, was roughly about 1% were Illuminati.
And that's a good amount. I mean, when you think about it, if they're organized. Now, tell me in your what you heard in your life from your perspective, being inside in this group, what their plans were, when there's what the time frame is, as far as when they are planning to like pull the curtain down on America, the military state, the rest of the things that we talk about daily. Go ahead.
Well, I was told that my children's generation would see the unveiling of it. I was told that I would be alive during it, but it would be when they come into their prime. So I was told that roughly within the next 50 years that this would happen. Actually, in about in the next 45 years or less. Their goal is to dominate the world. I mean, and when you think about it, this is being done through financial means, through controlling finances, the media, government, and education. Those were the four primary areas that they sought to control.
And right, and I can, I guess I can ask you, it isn't most of these people that are in our government right now, along with some of our high-powered media people, are all involved in the same same plan, aren't they?
Yeah, to varying degrees, yeah.
And you know something, you talked about this next, about the financial collapse they had planned. And I know that you'd mentioned it, and you said it would make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you heard about that.
Well, it's just in leadership, they would talk about that. But, I mean, it's all been planned out, and they would be manipulating the world finances to create, not just in the U.S., but, I mean, mainly, first it would start in the U.S., but then it would become a worldwide depression, an economic collapse that was meant to create a great deal of chaos, confusion, and fear, because their philosophy is that out of chaos comes order. That's out of chaos, order. And so they would do it through finances, because they know that if people feel that they're losing their money, they'll panic. And as a result of depression or the financial collapse, then what was going to occur next would be, I was told, mass riots, looting, people, you know, panicking because they didn't have enough money to live on. And then things would, crime and violence would increase too. And then the military would step in. The government would then bring in military control and enact all kinds of rulings for crowd control. And at that point, soon thereafter, it would just become open.
You lived this. You worked in it. You were part of it from birth. You were brainwashed basically to believe that you were doing something good for the world. And what did they feel about people like me from middle class background? Many millions of people just like me. How did they view the masses? How did you talk about them?
Well, they view the masses as sheep. The Illuminati believe that they are in the intelligentsia of the world. In fact, they very much follow Plato's philosophy, in which the ruling class rules because they're in the intelligent, and everyone and those who need leadership. They used to call them sheep, and so they would say that your average person is an unintelligent sheep who wouldn't know how to lead themselves, even if they had the opportunity. And so they believe that by stepping in and taking rule that they're doing a good thing, that they're actually encouraging a better world. Now, I believe differently. I don't think it would be a better world. At one time I did, but now I realize that I was deceived.
Now, you basically left about 10 years ago.
Yes.
you just couldn't take it anymore. Tell us what went through your mind, how you finally left, and how you were threatened, perhaps almost killed by them, but survived and now living a completely different life.
Yeah, well, I couldn't take it anymore because these people, the higher up you go in the group, the less pleasant the people are, in my opinion. At least at the lower levels, people aren't happy about being in it, but they're doing their job because at least to some degree they believe that they're doing a good thing. But as you rise through the ranks, you realize that these people aren't doing it because they believe in a kind of a betterment of the world, but it's just, they're laughing because they have wealth, they have power, and they want it, and they're holding on to it.
And I bet even these mid-level, you know, if we could get, if a lot of these mid-level people would leave like you, perhaps they wouldn't have as big a stranglehold as they have on most every element of our society now. It's incredible. Down to, you know, even these peace groups, I mean, have been infiltrated by people that, I mean, it's just absurd. I mean, I'm just watching my country and I wake up every day wondering, you know, my God, is there really a hope? I guess a lot of these mid-level people don't leave because of the money, correct?
Because of the money, because of the power. I mean, everyone has a hook, and they know that. And so there's different things that hold people. For a lot of people, it's because everyone in their entire family's in it. How do you, if to leave the group, you're giving up your money, you're giving up your family, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your best friends. All of my best friends were in it, too. I was literally surrounded. People who
you come from a multimillionaire family, correct?
Yes, yeah. But I do want to address that now. I believe there is hope, though. I'm a strong Christian, and I believe that there is hope through Christ that's greater than any power of the Illuminati or any of their goals for our world. And I do know that. I believe, in fact, I believe that in the end, if a person has a strong faith in Christ, that it can overcome, because these people are very, very, very evil. And I believe, though, that God is greater than their evil, even though, you know, they would argue that if you talk to them.
Yeah, and I mean, look at what we're seeing now. And the reason, folks, that this is important is that we're talking to somebody involved in it, that lived it, that actually lived a daily life, had children, went to work, and then got herself involved through birth into this group who felt, you know, they want to basically control us. Now, one of the things that I find interesting is that the involvement here, most people just, they view it kind of like a TV show. They don't really don't believe it. You know, they do believe it, but when it confronts them basically, when you look them in the eye, I mean, that really changes the whole thing. And why? What I mean changes it, it brings it to reality. And the reality is, folks, we need to have people come, like you talk about it, so that we can deal with the problem. We have to change the mindset of Americans. They are too naive. Listen, Europeans know this. I mean, the Italian people that I live with aren't as naive as my American friends. They have to understand these people are killers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me...